This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. UK trade deal to raise NHS drug costs faces legal challenge from patient groups. The UK government's plan to increase the price the National Health Service pays for drugs faces a legal challenge from patient advocates following announcement of changes tied to a trade agreement with the United States. In December 2025, the government unveiled a framework that would raise the threshold the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, NICE, uses to determine drug accessibility as part of negotiations to avoid tariffs imposed by US President Donald Trump. £25,000 to £35,000 new annual cost threshold per quality adjusted life year, QAL, for NICE drug assessments, up from £20,000 to £30,000. The trade deal framework, according to reporting in the BMJ, the December 2025 announcement represented a formal redefinition of how NHS England evaluates pharmaceutical value. The change would allow NICE to approve costlier drugs by adjusting the economic threshold at which treatments are deemed cost-effective for routine NHS provision. Patient campaign groups mobilize legal defense. Just Treatment, a patient-led campaign organization, has begun proceedings alongside Global Justice Now, a social justice advocacy body, to challenge the regulatory changes. According to the BMJ, the groups have written formal correspondence to the Secretary of State for Health. According to BMJ reporting, the groups argue that NICE's independence has been compromised by ministerial intervention tied to international trade negotiations. Financial implications and NHS capacity. According to the BMJ, critics say the change is expected to cost the NHS billions, which could be better spent improving services. The proposed threshold increase from £20,000 to £30,000 to £25,000 to £35,000 per QALY would allow ministers to increase the cost threshold that NICE uses to determine which drugs are made routinely available in the health service. The BMJ, 2026. What comes next? The legal challenge initiated by Just Treatment and Global Justice now represents a test case for how trade agreements intersect with health policy. The outcome will determine whether health technology assessment systems can maintain independence from commercial trade pressures. For the NHS and patients, the case represents a significant moment in determining how pharmaceutical access decisions are made within the context of international trade agreements. Cost-effectiveness thresholds. UK previous NICE 20,000, 30,000 per quality adjusted life year gained. UK proposed new framework 25,000, 35,000 new threshold tied to US trade agreement. Source: the BMJ 2026. Georgian Medical Journal News. Key takeaways: the UK government announced changes to raise the NICE cost-effectiveness threshold from £20,000 to £30,000 to £25,000, £35,000 per QALY, as part of a trade agreement with the United States to avoid tariffs. Patient advocacy groups Just Treatment and Global Justice Now have launched a legal challenge against the regulatory changes. The changes are expected to cost the NHS billions, according to critics cited by the BMJ. The case tests how trade agreements can intersect with established health technology appraisal systems. Frequently asked questions: what is a quality adjusted life year, QOI, and why does it matter for drug pricing? A QOI measures the health benefit of a treatment by combining length of life gained with quality of life improvements. By setting a cost per QOI threshold, NICE determines whether a new drug represents acceptable value for the NHS. Who is challenging the government's decision? Just Treatment, a patient-led campaign group, is working alongside Global Justice Now, a social justice organization, according to the BMJ reporting. What are the new thresholds? The changes would allow ministers to increase the cost threshold from £20,000 to £30,000 per quality adjusted life year to £25,000 to £35,000, according to the BMJ. The legal challenge over the UK's drug pricing framework reflects tensions between trade agreements and health policy independence. The outcome will inform how future governments balance international commercial relations with health system integrity. Source: UK drug agreement with Trump faces legal challenge over changes to NICE. At context: trade deal to raise NHS drug costs faces legal challenge from patient groups. Description: UK patient groups challenge NHS drug pricing changes tied to Trump trade deal. NICE cost threshold raised from 20 cav pound to 30 cav to 25 cav to 35 cav per quali. Author: At Type Organization, GMJ Editorial Team. Publisher: At Type Organization. Name: GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published: 2026-05-19. Date modified: 2026-05. At context: is a quality adjusted life year, quali, and why does it matter for drug pricing? Accepted answer. Answer: text. A quali measures the health benefit of a treatment by combining length of life gained with quality of life improvements. By setting a cost per quali threshold, NICE determines whether a new drug represents acceptable value for the NHS. At type question. Name: who is challenging the government's decision? Accepted answer. Text. Just Treatment, a patient-led campaign group, is working alongside Global Justice Now, a social justice organization, according to the BMJ reporting. At type question. Name: what are the new thresholds? Accepted answer. At type answer. Text. The changes would allow ministers to increase the cost threshold from £20,000-£30,000 per quality adjusted life year to £25,000-£35,000, according to the BMJ.